Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem "Men tevaza lillahi rafa'ullah. Men tevaza lillahi rafa'ullah." That whoever, Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem said that whoever cultivates tawazu for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Shayban said, "Al-sharfu fi tawazu." That nobility is in tawazu. Nobility, a person becomes noble as a result of tawazu. What's the meaning of tawazu? Translated as humility. Tawazu is not an external, it's not restricted to an external show of piety, of humility, exchanging niceties, smiles, etc. That is not tawazu. Tawazu, it is a conscious feeling in a person's heart and in the mind, a feeling of self-contempt, that you feel that and you understand, not merely a verbal expression. You feel and you understand that I am the most contemptible of Allah Ta'ala's creation. I'm the lowest and the most contemptible of all men. It is difficult to inculcate that conscious feeling, but one has to meditate, make muraqabah on what? On your own defects. On your defects and on your sins. And there are many. Everyone has many skeletons in the cupboard. Think of your past sins. Think of your faults, your defects. And then you will understand that indeed I am contemptible. Don't look at the sins and the faults of others. Then that is the attitude. We look at our people, we look at the faults of others. Someone commits sins, we are quick to advertise it and publicize it. And as far as the person himself is concerned, he will conceal it. So make muraqabah or meditate on your own faults, on your deficiencies, and then you will, inshallah, gain that feeling, that consciousness, that I am the most contemptible person. And it applies even to a person who's a buzruk also, or you may think he's a buzruk, he's a pious person. He has no guarantee on what's going to happen tomorrow. No one has any guarantee of tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow with me? Will I leave the dunya intact with my iman? There were cases, not one too many cases. People who are great awliya, mustajabu dawah, the du'as were readily accepted. Sahib al-Karamat, Kash, they perform miracles, get inspiration, Kash from Allah Ta'ala. But they left this dunya without the iman. So no one has the guarantee that what will happen tomorrow. So your focus should not be present condition of supposed piety or goodness. You are on the right track now. You don't know what can happen tomorrow. Always have the fear, iman baina khawf wa raja, iman. It is suspended between fear and hope. So this feeling of tawazu, it must be cultivated. It must be cultivated in iman. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he said, تواصل لئیم کو صاحب مرتبہ بنا دیتی ہے اور تکبر شریف کو ذلیل کرتا ہے. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ said that, says, in other words, he's saying the same hadith which Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned, that تواصل, it elevates a person of low class. لئیم, a person of low class, it elevates him. There are classes in society. You have low class, you have high class, middle class, all types of classes. And in Jannat also there will be classes. The classes are not restricted here to the dunya. There will be classes in Jannat also. The difference is that here there are different criteria for classes, for high class, low class, it's in terms of profession, in terms of lineage, in terms of knowledge, in according to different standards, according to his profession, it's in a different class here. And in the Akhirat, there also there will be classes, but there will only be two factors, there's two criteria. That one is Iman, and other is Amal. On the basis of Iman, the people will go Jannat, and Kufr, they go all into Jahannam. And then, according to Amal, the Amal in this dunya, how did you practice and lead your life in this dunya? In accordance with your amalia, you'll be classified in Jannat. Or not going to be on the same level in Jannat also. There will be differences there. So, tawazu, real tawazu, real humility, it elevates a person. There were many, former times, time of the Sahaba, times of the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, who were people of low, from the worldly point of view, they were of low class, slaves. They were slaves, but they became elevated, they became fuqaha, muhaddisin. And then people of noble lineage would sit at their feet and gain ilm from them. One prominent example is Hazrat Nafir, radiallahu ta'ala. He was the freed slave of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He was among them. So Hazrat Nafir was a tabi, and he was a slave. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi was from a very high noble family. But at times when Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi would go to his house, to also Hazrat Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a freed slave and was a great alim. You can say he's like the Imam of the Malik Masab. The Malik Masab takes most of his views and the masail from Imam, from Hazrat Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi. In the heat, in the scorching heat, Imam Malik would stand outside, fearful, full of rob fear, disturbing. We wouldn't even knock at the door. He'll wait an hour, 2 hours in the sun, waiting for Hazrat Nafi to come out. So there, how this ilm and tawazu, another thing is ilm. One is not elevated merely by ilm. When that ilm, the knowledge, when amal is made according to that knowledge, that the nur of that ilm then, it adorns that person. And as a result, that name of the taqwa, and taqwa without humility, there's no such note of taqwa. That's the foundation, the basis of taqwa also is, it is a tawazu. So, despite him having been a slave, a free slave, Imam Malik, noble people, that great people, honor them. Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyad, alhamdulillah, was a highway robber. He was a highway robber, but when he gave up, he repented, he reformed, and he reformed himself, came on to the right path, So Allah Ta'ala elevated his rank so much, so Allah Ta'ala, that the Khalifa of the time, Harun Rashid, he would cry to get admission into his heart. He would not allow him even to come into his heart. Just to come, the Khalifa would come in the outskirts and beg for the door to be open and take the du'as of Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyad al-Hamdali. So this is the thing, tawazu. Everyone has to cultivate the tawazu. Minus tawazu, one can never gain piety. There's no matter how many thousands of nafil salat you can make. In night and day you can keep nafil roza, and you can make tilawat and dhikr thousands of times daily. But if there is no tawazu, it's not going to benefit. Why? Because the opposite, if there's no tawazu, then there will definitely be kibr in that person. There will be kibr. Every shaitan is the best example. Shaitan, that thing always evaded thousands and thousands of years on every sama and every heaven. He was engrossed in ibadah, but it didn't benefit him. Why? He did not have tawazu. He had that kibr. And on the other end, Adam alayhi salam, what happened? He had so much tawazu in him that Allah Ta'ala elevated his rank, that even after he committed the error and after his expulsion from Jannah, when he came here down onto earth, his rank was elevated to a higher degree than what it was when he was in Jannah. That was because of tawazu. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says that tawazu elevates a person of low class, he becomes a man of high class. Why? Allah Ta'ala elevates him. On the other hand, takabur, sharif ku zalil karta'an. Takabur, pride, it disgraces. It brings a person of who may be noble by lineage or by knowledge, the great alim can be, but if he has takabur, he will be brought down. Allah Ta'ala will disgrace him. اور جو شخص سرداری تلاش کرے تو وہ اس کو تکا دیتی ہے. Person who seeks leadership, that is because of takabur also. He has no tawazu, that leadership will overwhelm him. It will overwhelm him and destroy him in this dunya also. At the end he will be destroyed, as well as in the akhirat also. اور جو اس سے بھاگتا ہے تو وہ اس کے پیچھے آتی ہے. And a person who flees, he runs away from what? Leadership, from publicity, from being in the forefront. He flees from it, then that comes after him, that leader comes after him. As Mashaykh have said, Man sadaqa fi zuhdi, atatu dunya rahima. The one who is truthful in his zuhd means abstention from the dunya. Does not only apply to food and clothes. You literally fast a lot. You wear simple garments. No, that's also part of zuhd. But the actual zuhd is there in the heart. There should be no love for this dunya. No love for the dunya. And how will you understand that you have no love for dunya? Is when there is a conflict between the demands of the sharia and the demands of your nafs. And if you give preference now to the nafs, then you will understand that that person who may be known as a buzruk and zaid, he should then understand, I'm not a zaid because I'm giving preference to the dunya. So they say, the one who is truthful in his heart, the dunya will come after him, will run after him in a disgraceful form at his feet, but he will buffet, he will flee from the dunya. So, tawazu, the thing, that is the basis, the thing, for akhlaq, for good akhlaq. If that is cultivated, then inshallah ta'ala, so many of the problems that we are facing will be solved. Because if there's no tawazu, then there's the anger. Now you can't tell anyone anything. You can be a jahil person or ignorant person, or you just tell him about something, about his salat, and then you see the anger coming. But it's all kibar, that is no tawazu. So, and if there's tawazu, a man can be a great alim also. Buzruk. If he got tawazu, if a junior rectifies him or mentions his error to him and explains to him, he will be thankful. Look at Umar radiallahu anhu. That's great. sahabi, great alim of the deen, is on the minbar giving a bayan, talk, quoting an ayat, one old lady from the say that Amir al-Mu'minin, Amir al-Mu'minin, what you are saying is not correct. You must interpret the ayat. Has Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what is that? Didn't get become angry. He's being disgraced in the public here. He's Amir al-Mu'minin. He alighted from the member. And he said, everyone has got more knowledge than Umar, even the old lady. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.